Administration. He is returning to Grinnell after speaking at the Poweshiek County Democrats meeting in July. He is a sixth generation Iowan from Cedar Falls. He graduated from the University of Iowa before working for his father's successful campaign for the Iowa State Senate in 2006. In addition to his work in the public sector, he was director of sustainable manufacturing for clothing maker that supplied Levi's and Nike. In his interview with the Cedar Rapids Gazette last month, he said it was time to stop writing the rules to favor billionaires and corporations and to commit to strengthening working families. I'm proud to introduce you, Thomas Hackroff.
I feel like that's a starting lineup almost. An introduction, I did 6-6 out of it. Anyways, as Rod mentioned, and he stole a few of my lines from my speech so I could be even quicker maybe. But I am a sixth generation Iowan. My name is Thomas Hackroff. I grew up on the banks of the Cedar River up in Waverly, Iowa. And my family came to Iowa in the mid-1800s, and they settled in Tama County. And they raised horses and helped build the railroad from Tama to Waterloo. Now, they came to Iowa and to America for more than that. They came because they believed it was a land of opportunity, where if you worked hard, you could own your future. My grandpas both served their country. One was in the Army, one in the Navy. One was a grain elevator operator, the other was a small town banker for local farmers. My grandma was a teacher in a one-room schoolhouse. And I'm the son of a small business owner and a hospital chaplain. Now my roots are probably a lot like yours, or your kids, or your grandkids for that matter. I grew up playing Little League Baseball down at the AmVets Fields. I delivered the Waterloo Courier during the week, and got a little help from Mom and Dad on Sunday mornings, and I was confirmed at St. Mary's Catholic Church. After I graduated from the Waverly-Shellrock High School, went to the University of Iowa, walked on to the Hawkeye baseball team and earned my degree. Yes, go Hawks, exactly.
I'm sorry.
But I came home after graduation to help my dad become the state senator from Waverly, one of the few Democrats to ever represent the town in the state legislature. And Dad's example inspired me to serve too. And I was fortunate to get a job working for Senator Harkin. And boy, do we miss Tom Harkin in the U.S. Senate today, or what? Now, when I worked for Senator Harkin and on behalf of Iowans, I focused on agriculture, education, and labor issues, because those were the issues that were most important to our communities. And I kept up that fight when I had the opportunity to serve in the Obama administration of the Department of Labor, where I worked to hold our trading partners and corporations accountable to international labor standards to level the playing field for American workers. And in the private sector, after earning my graduate degree, I joined a company that was making kids' clothes for Nike and Levi's. And I worked with them to show that you don't have to make a profit at the expense of people or the environment. Now, about that same time, I made the most important commitment in my life. I married my wife, Naomi. Now, I was a little shy when we met, but I worked up the courage to ask out a woman who I thought for sure was out of my league. And it turns out I was right. She's still out of my league. But we're focused now on this election and this campaign for one simple reason. Because Iowans and our future are worth fighting for. Now, in the last election, a lot of us felt that our economy, our institutions, our American dream wasn't working for us anymore. And we weren't wrong. But we sent the wrong people to Washington to make it right. There's too much talk, too much chaos, too much scandal, and not enough getting things done. So the question really remains, how do we make it right? How do we make our American dream work for us again? I'm running for Congress because we need an economy that values work more than wealth. Iowans are working harder and harder and not getting ahead because we haven't made the investments necessary to spur innovation, growth, and higher paying jobs. It is time to get to work on investing in people, in technology, and infrastructure. It's time to get to work on a good education, a quality public school, job skills if you want to join a good paying trade, or a college education that doesn't come with a lifetime of debt. It's time to get to work on jobs that pay a living wage and provide equal pay for equal work. It's time to get to work on investments in research and development to create the products of tomorrow. It's time to get to work on a farm bill that values family farms and puts rural development at the front of the table. It's time to get to work to modernize our roads, our bridges, our schools, our energy grids, and our broadband connections. We have to get to work on those issues because they're the foundation of the 21st century American dream. And if you give me the chance to serve, that's how I'll spend my time. I think Eastern Iowans and people here in Grinnell and in Poweshiek County want that kind of leadership in Congress. And if you agree with me, I need your help and I need your support in this campaign. And together, we can own our future. Thank you very much.